Everyone in the room's like, man, I've never actually done a good group costume before. I've never actually crushed one. I think the best one we've ever done, we might have done together then, is the Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, we did good.
That was awesome for Spirit Week.
We did it for Spirit Week. We dressed up, and there's you could see the photos on our Instagram if you go to the Brett Maga Show on Instagram, where we dressed up as Gilligan's Island. Hannah was Ginger. AB was Marianne. Kevin, you were the professor, right?
Yep.
Alex was the skipper, and then I was Gilligan. And this was AB's mom's idea. She had been asking to do it for like a year, right?
Yeah, she literally has been telling me for a year that we had to do that.
Best I've ever done. At Magic House, I saw a group do like a, because there was like an adult party and stuff like that, and they did all different boxes of cereal.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, I love
that. God. I was like genius. They were like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Fruit Loops. I was like, that's so cool. Like, they crushed it.
Lucky Charms.
But it's hard to crush it. Kevin, you are very proud of the one time you've done the group costume.
Yeah, you know, and I'm proud of it, but unfortunately, nobody else dressed up. So when my daughter, Kennedy, was in kindergarten, she loved Scooby-Doo. So she had to be Daphne. And then everybody else in the family dressed up as another Scooby-Doo character. I got to be Fred. Sarah got to be Velma. Jackson, who was a baby, got to be Shaggy, and then we had a little blow-up Scooby-Doo. And we go to this, you know, fall festival at school thinking, everybody's going to love this costume. Nobody was dressed up.
That's the worst. Oh, my God.
That's awful.
Yeah, but Sarah and I have had some good ones over the years.
Yeah,
as a
you
duo.
Do. You crushed it as a couple.
We were Charlie and Veruca Salt from, you know, Willy Wonka.
Good.
Yeah.
I was Charlie Brown once. She was the redheaded girl for Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one. I was Wayne. She was Garth.
Really?
From, Wayne's World?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
I feel like every couple's costume I've ever done was like incredibly basic. Like Harley Quinn and the Joker. Okay. Great. Nurses. Cool. Like Angel Devil. Okay. Like boring.
Anyone out there have done some group costumes or couple costume that wasn't so boring? Who did you do it with and what was your theme? 314-531-9898. Thanks for riding commercial free with us. By the way, if you've been riding commercial free with us for an hour, you instantly just qualified for $5,000. So that's pretty awesome. All you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app for 1 hour and then you qualify for $5,000. It's fallen to 5K on the Brett Maga Show. Anyone ever out there just crushed a group costume or a couple's costume? 314-531-9898.
We got text saying, my husband and I were Bob Ross in A Happy Little Tree one year. I spent weeks sewing fake leaves onto his sweater.
Shut up. That's like doing the work.
Oh,
like that.
It.
And then this one's funny because it's random. My fiance is going as a taco and I'm going as Princess Belle.
Why is...
What?
I saw Hannah laughing about this. It's Taco Bell, Hannah.
Oh,
Taco
my
Bell.
God.
I've literally done that before, and I was confused.
Hannah was literally, I heard her say it off air, going, this person is not dressed as a couple's costume. Why did they text
it? Yeah, this is confusing.
It's Taco Bell.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, they're actually genius. That's awesome.
Jolene, you did a couple's costume before and crushed it?
Yeah, so me and my husband this year went to a trunk or treat. And we went as Blippi and Miss Rachel.
Oh, I bet you were like the main star at the trunk or treat.
Yeah. We were standing in line, and this little kid basically bulldozed my husband, hugging his leg.
Oh,
like, I'm so sorry. They thought he thinks you're the real Blippi.
That is the cutest thing ever. Way to crush it.
That's also Miss Rachel would be a super easy costume to do. Just put on some overalls, and that's it.
Good.
That's awesome.
That's a good point. Mindy, you said this wasn't you, but you actually witnessed this at a festival, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, I was at a street party in downtown San Diego, and it was all outside. They'd block off the streets, and there was about seven or eight guys that walked by. They were all dressed up like ants, and they were carrying a giant slice of pizza on top of them.
That is awesome. Oh my God. I love it.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And they get it.
Thank God it was outside, because it was ginormous. Like, it would not have fit through a doorway.
That's how big their slice of pizza was?
It was so funny.
Damn. I hope they won a contest somewhere for that. That's awesome.
And I wish I had pizza that big, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
That's probably what it feels like for ants. Like, man, we just scored this slice of pizza. Yeah. Let's go. Anna, you crushed a family costume. What was it?
Yeah, so we were in the Halloween run a few years ago, and I ran as the Tooth Fairy.
Love that.
And on the back of my wings, it said, "Will run for teeth." My husband was the wisdom tooth.
Oh, that's funny.
And His said, we'll run for implants. And then my teenager was tooth on the loose, and her said, we'll run for braces.
That's so funny.
Loose tooth will run for candy, and baby tooth will run away.
Oh, baby tooth.
That is so cute. But is your husband really the wisdom tooth?
Yeah.
Wisdom teeth really get on my nerves.
So that's probably why.
Right, he's the false tooth.
Angie, you and your coworkers crushed a couple's costume or group costume. What is the group costume this year?
So this year we're doing Inside Out 2, and everyone is a different emotion.
Oh, I love it.
So I'm going to be joy, somebody else is sadness, someone else is on weed, disgust. And it's super fun. We work in healthcare administration, so we walk around and round with all of our frontline nurses and staff. And so we always have to come up with a good idea every year to beat the year before. So
good luck beating this one. This is really good. I want to meet anxiety.
I was just going to say, Hannah's going to be anxiety when you dress up. Hannah's like, dibs on anxiety, guys. We're still rolling commercial free on the Brett Magus Show. Coming up at Keep It Moving, this is TikTok's hottest new menu trend. Find out what it is right after Morgan Wallen's newest.